You've tuned into your hidden power, which is, according to many, a spiritual experience. This is available through the auspices of this broadcast, plus on a podcast format. As a matter of fact, if you go to yourhiddenpowershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com, you will see a description of the program, pretty much acknowledging that what we're here to do is discover what you have inside of you that perhaps needs to be brought to the surface using your mind and the tools in nature, the things that are increasingly more, I think I'm more aware of them, and I think more people are becoming more aware of them, and thus the way to tap into it. And if you go to yourhiddenpowershow.com right now, you'll see an overview of who we had on last week, Susan Manano, and the inspiration that she provides. And there's a lot of other Your Hidden Power podcasts that you can listen to at yourhiddenpowershow.com. As a matter of fact, next week we'll have there posted the conversation that we are going to have right now with Dr. Jane Gardner, who is emerging in the world as what I think has been described by some as a new thought leader. And thus, it brings me around to, again, the theme, the reason for me wanting to do this, not only having experts like Dr. Gardner on, but Uri Geller will join us later in the hour, and our psychic spirit scout, Mary O'Malley, will join us as well. Let's focus, though, on what Dr. Gardner has to say. She specializes in spiritual psychology, master certified coach, only 400 of them in the entire world. She's the founder of the Divine Intelligence Institute, which is where I sort of, when I saw the book and the information, I thought, okay, this is perfect for us to have a conversation. So welcome, Dr. Gardner. Happy to be able to make your acquaintance.
Thank you, Doug. Thanks for having me on the show. Sounds like we're a perfect match.
Well, I think we might be in many respects, and hopefully there's a good match here for lots and lots of people who are listening to this, because it's not the average audio experience that people have, and that's why we're offering it not only on the air, but as a podcast. What's a spiritual psychologist?
Well, I am working with spirituality and science, and I combine the two to give information on how to access that hidden power you're talking about.
So what tools do you use? How did you learn how to do this yourself?
I was working in a psychiatric facility as an intern, working with, you know, what we call the most seriously ill people, because they're hospitalized there. And I realized that no one really could get to where they want to go. And I started working with people, and I thought, I need a process where people can find their power, their unlimited power, because I knew that science tells us that we have unlimited power. I just didn't know how to access it at the time, so I worked with these people and figured out this process.
So it's called the Divine Intelligence Process. Divine
That's
is
correct.
Described. I have lots of different words that I use, and I try to connect them to what is, some people think, spirit, infinite intelligence, God, whatever term you want to use. But that's really what we're talking about, the divine, the divinity, that which we don't really understand, but we know instinctively, or I think maybe some of us do, I've come late to it in life, kind of, understanding that divine intelligence, for me, is confusing.
I know, it is to a lot of people, because we are told so much that we aren't divine, we're human, and we've convinced ourselves of that, but indeed, science is now telling us, you know, quantum physics tells us nothing. The world wouldn't be here if it weren't for our observation. So we realize that we have infinite possibilities of what we can indeed create. We are the creator. We are the universe.
So then why doesn't it, this obvious question comes up, going back to the reference of quantum physics, which I've actually been talking about on the air for 10 or 12 years, to the frustration of many who just don't understand what it is. So I try not to hammer people over the head with it. But in understanding how everything makes so much sense, it frustrates people because they don't understand why they get sick. Why do people not? You find somebody in life that you really love, and it doesn't seem to work for whatever the reason, even if that other person really loves you, or it's your family and your friends and the things that hurt. We don't understand if it's a benevolent God that we're taught, at least when you go to church, about forgiveness and things the Bible says, or Torah says, the Quran says. All these things seem to be very confusing.
It is confusing to people. But I think your question is, why are we not in touch with this unlimited power inside of us? Has a lot to do with evolution, because up until now, we've existed, and just to stay alive, evolution until now has existed just to help us stay alive. You know, the brain was built around that premise. So once we formed that limiting belief, the brain says, you know, I need to protect you. I need to form some limiting beliefs for you. Think about 9/11, Doug. The fact that, you know, we felt like we were safe on American soil until then. And then, as a consciousness, after that, we wired in, we are no longer safe. So to get past that limiting belief, to believe that, indeed, we really are safe because we create our reality, it's difficult to sidestep the brain.
So in creating our own reality, how does, you mentioned limiting beliefs, how does that conflict with, again, I'll go back to the relationship stuff, because oftentimes, I'm sure, when you're consulting people, it's about relationships or health or jobs, the normal things that are in people's lives. So if you find someone or somebody talks to you about a situation where there is a relationship, but the things, the limiting beliefs that are part of the fear of being involved, because that's really what it is. It's fear. You've had an experience, understanding that experience. I mean, I've gone through it. You've gone through it, I'm sure. You don't become as smart as you are without having been bumped around a bit in your life.
Exactly.
That oftentimes is what pushes us to do these sorts of things. But, you know, if in fact, the frustration for a lot of people, I know one of my friends who works in this field, who deals with a couple that are fabulously connected, but yet they strain, they push and they pull at each other, and yet they, you know, still keep going back and forth. That could be my thing as well. But I wonder if it's also set up in a way that it's supposed to be perfection, why doesn't it get to that point? Is that a long-winded way to get to the question?
Well, and I think, why don't we get to that point, you know, perfection? And I think the answer is, we're getting there, but it's slow. Yeah. And so our relationships, because that is, either deal with people that want a better relationship, more money, or better health. You know, those three things are what we all need to have that perfect life. And so what happens is, the universe is built on the perfection premise. And because of our wiring over the years, we've kind of built up a resistance to learning how to be perfect. And so what the universe has sent us is, here are these opportunities to get past that. And, and it's in the form of a relationship issue. Relationships are the laboratory where we can evolve.
Tell us about
But, you know, we just have to hear. But what I found is, people want to get there in relationships. They're very eager to have good relationships. They just don't know how. Well, and what I teach people is, it's their wiring. You know,
we hide behind those experience, the bad experiences that we have.
Yeah.
We hide behind them when something is as obvious as what it might be. It just doesn't seem, because there's something you just can't seem to let go. All right, I'm listening. I'm actually watching some of the responses from people. Just got a note from somebody in Tulsa. Yeah, and you can get to me, by the way, Twitter, at Doug Steffen. One of the things I find most interesting about doing this work on the air, Dr. Gardner, is the places where you find interest that you don't expect to find. For example, you teach this stuff at the University of University of Dallas, right?
Yes. And, I used to be a professor there. No longer, just doing my own private practice now.
Yeah. But this is something that has, I bring that up because the movement behind us understanding our own hidden power has grown vastly. And thus, if you were teaching it and people were exposed to it, and then so many people were asking you for help and advice, you were able to make a business out of it. You were able to design, I'm guessing that at the Divine Intelligence, do you have a curriculum? Should I assume
that's correct.
You are
so right. Yes, we have a process on how to find your divine intelligence, how to uncover it. And it really is uncovering some of those limiting beliefs you were talking about.
Yeah. What was yours?
My limiting belief?
Yeah.
I had to uncover it early in life. You know, Doug, I kept questioning, where's God? You know, where is that man up in the sky? And I always felt like, you know, I was powerless. I think that's the most limiting belief people have, is I am powerless.
I'm Doug Steffen. With us now is Dr. Jane Gardner, who runs the this fabulous institute, Divine Intelligence Institute. Also, title of a book that she's written, Divine Intelligence, A Scientific Process to Awaken the Creator Within. And that's really kind of what it's all about, us in the sense, but we're not influencing. We have to focus on ourselves, not other people. So if you're involved, you said a lot of your work is done in relationships. So
correct.
The people who come to you and say, geez, can you help me with this? Do they also ask you to help, the partner, the other person to figure it out? Or does that become, so you leave it to the ethos of the universe to figure it out?
That is so true. But haven't you been there yourself, Doug?
Absolutely.
You know, where my tipping point was, and of course it was a divorce. Divorces are so wonderful to teach us what we are doing wrong in the relationship. But it's so scary. You know, the universe is really teaching us through science that we are responsible for our own creation in relationships. But it's so scary. We don't want to really look at ourselves and work on us. That is too hard, you know, to change those limiting beliefs about ourselves.
Why is that if we go through all these struggles that we're talking about, why then is it so difficult? Why do we keep repeating you marry the same person three times and you come up with the same results? Why?
I could name three or four different times I've done the same stupid, silly thing within a relationship. But it's our brain. That's why the process that I've discovered to work with people has to be based on neuroscience, because our brain is saying, no, 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 I do not want to change. I want to keep you safe and the status quo, you know, and it just goes on and on. Our resistance to change is so terrific. And if you look at it, it still is about survival. The brain, you know, says, you know, I'm going to keep you safe. So we have to break through those barriers of limiting beliefs.
All right, you want to give us a clue? All right, give us a teaser as to how you do that.
Yes. I would love to. Okay, so it's about emotions, because neuroscience tells us emotions are more powerful than thoughts. So, you know, we've all heard the law of attraction says change your thoughts and you'll change the world. Well, it's so true. However, how do you unwire all those thoughts that says I'm powerless, I'm no good, or I'm not quite good enough? So how we do it is we go back to a childhood event. It's really so easy to get that limiting belief specifically that's holding you back. I'd love to give you a story, an example. There's a guy I was working with. I work with executives some that want to make more money. And I was working with him, and he wanted to rise in his company. But he was always thinking of himself. He just couldn't get to the top. He was always the second-hand man, or on even in relationships, he was always losing out to someone else. So I asked him, tell me a story about you and your father. And he told me the story. His father was a basketball coach. He had an older brother. And in the story, they were at the state championship. They were about to win the state championship. He was dribbling down the court, about to make, the winning three-pointer. I think it was tied or 1 point over. And all of a sudden, his father calls time out so that they could strategize. Well, he says, I threw that ball down because I was so mad, and I kind of did a little whatever on the court. My dad benched me. And then they won the game. They put in his older brother. He scored a three-pointer. They won the game. And ever since then, this was when he was a junior in high school, and I said, you know, I think you think you're second best. And I mean, the man broke into tears. He said, all my life, I thought I was second best. Mm-hmm. So we took this belief and we used neuroscience principles and we taught him, I am in charge of my life. You know, it put in a new belief. And we did that through the process I have that teaches you to go back, uncover where you're stuck, get this list of limiting beliefs, and then rewire. And since we wire around emotion, now think about this, the reason he put in that belief was because he was so upset at the time. He felt so powerless. Mm-hmm. So we put in a new belief through my process, and now he's the CEO of a company, making the money he wanted and doing great.
These are the kinds of messages that will help you, and that's what we are gearing these podcasts and these hours, yourhiddenpowershow.com. Download the podcast. You get yourself frustrated, in a box, in a jam, upset, and you want to find an answer. There are answers to all kinds of things, and that's what I'm striving to do. Not only to give you answers as you listen to this information from the various people who are here. Each week we have a different core interview, and then we have the information that comes from Uri Geller, who's probably one of the parts of this program I'm most proud of because he is internationally known as a mentalist. He has great abilities to communicate with people. I think that's the same with Mary O'Malley as well, who is our psychic scout, and certainly with Maria Francesca Trilogy, the astrologer that we hear from every week. All kinds of things to help you adjust the tinfoil as much as anything else. So I'm not suggesting that that's all you're going to get out of listening to Dr. Jane Gardner, but I think she's here for a good reason. There are no mistakes. You subscribe to that, Doctor, don't you?
Yes, we have. There are no accidents out there.
No accidents.
Everything that happens to us is to help us learn how to be, how to grow, how to be a better person, how to be that perfect self we know is possible. We just don't know how yet.
Right.
And it
seems simplistic and easy, and all you have to do is spend a couple of hours with Dr. Gardner, and you'll be a new person. Well, the light switch goes on in different ways. You've had them. We all have those aha moments when you are just listening to a bit. I had an experience last year with something called constellation therapy. Do you know what that is?
I've heard of it, yes, where you study the family, don't you?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
And the reason I bring it up is because I'm thinking a lot of these things are all the same. You just approach them differently. You're basically talking about limiting beliefs. And when you're second best, who you felt that way, I have felt that way. I have some people say to me, the lady who's been in my life for the last 5-6 years, said to me once when I was going through, you know, I do a lot of things in my life. I do 4 or 5 different radio programs produced by my company, and I refer to it as a little company. Well, it is in terms of the colossus that we have around us in terms of the big company's own radio. And I also have a dairy farm, and I feel close to both of those and motivated. It is my job, but I haven't ever felt that I paid attention closely. She would say to me, do you know how many people you've affected by having the cows and selling the milk and the ice cream on the farm? And then how many millions of people over the years have listened to you on the radio? And I never thought about it that way. I always thought of myself as being second best. And yet, when she would say to me, because she felt like she wasn't treated by the men in her life as best, and I feel like I have created a situation in which, for me, she is, but she doesn't feel it or get it because of whatever else was going on. And I say this only as an example. There are probably a million people listening to us right now who have that same experience. You want to be first. Yeah. You want to be best, but yet you can't figure out how to get there. So there's something else. You go looking somewhere else for what you got right in front of you. Am I right or not?
Truth.
Yeah.
That is so true. You know, for me in relationships, I wired in, and I remember specifically, Doug, saying this to myself back in the 60s, if I please everyone, I will have great relationships. Oh, my goodness, was that ever a problem? But, you know, it took me 20 years to get that undone. So I think it's like here's the neuroscience rule you want to go on, is what you put your attention on grows.
Mm-hmm. So then the next question is, how do you do that, though, Dr. Gardner? Uh-huh. People will say, how do you do that?
Let me give you a recipe. You want a recipe?
Yep.
Okay. Let me give it to you in a really quick way to have a good day, because I love your idea that you would give everyone a good day. So if you're fortunate enough to be looking outside right now and you see a blue sky, know that science tells us that the sky goes on and on and on, unlimitedlessness. So what we also know from science is that that the universe is a holographic entity, and that we are one part of it that has everything the whole has in it. So we are unlimited, just like the blue sky. So if you're looking up the blue sky, just get a sense of how far it goes and let your eyes travel to that expansion. And then if you have a white cloud floating by, notice that that could be your real world of problems, of challenges. And there it is. But what I want you to think about today is that if you expand your eyes off of the white cloud and look at the blue sky long enough, you will realize you have unlimited possibilities about how to solve that problem. You are unlimited in your thinking. And when you focus on that one thought today, just thinking about any number of ways I could solve a problem, then one answer will pop up to you. Mm-hmm. And you will receive that because you're believing the right thing. Now, a deeper wire, a deeper unwire and rewire is about repetition of a new belief, but it's also about the emotion that you have around it. So you want to put something that maybe like gratitude. If you could be grateful for one thing today and hold that in your head, you're going to have a wonderful day because good things are going to come to you. So it's just about reprogramming. And I have a long recipe that you go through stages, and, it will get rid of your limiting beliefs. But if you just want to do one little piece today, I am grateful and I am unlimited. There are unlimited ways to solve problems.
I'm writing this down. Grateful, and this is for everybody, there are unlimited ways to solve problems. To solve your problem or to solve the problem? Solve the problem. Yes? About that for a
moment.
Yeah. All right, you're fabulous. I'm glad we've had the chance to meet and to talk. Please, everybody, check out the website of the Divine Intelligence Institute. It is without a V, without T-H-E. It's divineintelligenceinstitute.com. Dr. Jane Gardner, thank you for being here on Your Hidden Power. Joining us now is the psychic scout herself. I feel like I could be Ed McMahon introducing her now. Here's Mary. Mary O'Malley at psychicscout.com, psychicscout.com. So I'm sure you were listening to the conversation with Dr. Gardner. I wonder how often you use those same techniques, because what really is going on with all the people who are on this program, all the people who are out there to help folks adjust the tinfoil, and I say that lovingly because that's really kind of what you're doing, is adjusting your own beliefs. And although I've thought it, I don't know that it's been said in as many ways or in that way before, Mary, putting yourself first. Mediocrity is, and I trace mine back to my father. I think you and I have had that conversation. I certainly had it during, and it isn't like you blame. I remember getting an email once from my pal who said, you're a little old to be blaming your father for your problems. Now, it's not about blame. It's about realizing, but it's awkward to do this. So when people come to you to get a clue on the same sorts of things, money, jobs, romance, that sort of thing, the technique that you use, is something you designed yourself, or is it a hodgepodge of things, and I say that the most positive way, of things that you've learned in your own experiences?
It's probably a combination of a hodgepodge and what I'm hearing from spirit. Mm-hmm. And it's never really about what happened or who did it. It's always about the decision we made at that time. The decision we made at that moment is what follows us. And that, you know, we can always go back and make a new decision. That's easier. You know, she had a great way of doing it. I do it with hypnosis. But I have a big toolbox, a lot of different modalities that I've learned and, you know, what spirit kind of directs me, whatever feels right to help a person break through, to discover and break through their issue. Like I said, it's simply decisions that we make in the moment, and some of these moments are traumatizing and they stick mm-hmm. with us. So, but that can be changed. That can be fixed, solved, you know.
I sort of asked Dr. Gardner this in a roundabout way, because it is true, especially when it comes to personalities and relationships. So you have the power in you to find an answer to the problem. But oftentimes we want to have that influence go to the person that we hope are influenced by the things that we're learning, because that's what we want. And more, not more than, I don't mean it wanting in a sort of your hidden desire or your heart's desire. And so how does that signal get through, or does it? Or does it necessarily just stay with you?
It gets through. A lot of times, even when I'm doing a reading, what I say to people resonates inside of them as if they already know it on some level. So it's already in there. It already belongs to us. Each of us already contain the answers to, you know, our own questions. So it's just a matter of just exposing it to the light, taking it out of the dark and exposing it to the light and letting it change. Does that make sense?
Well, it does in terms of somebody like you who's a psychic that can actually sort of tune into the person with whom you are having the conversation directly, and you can also tune into the party, let's say it's your relationship with a boss. You can figure out by using your tools and listening to spirit what it is that is wrong with your relationship with a boss. And I found that astrology is very helpful in this arena. And then I think about, okay, why was this person born on this date? They have issues. Okay, I came into this life with, I don't have issues with this, but I do have issues with that. And then trying to grasp what it is that you can do to deal with that issue that is a part of the present. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes, and I find it a lot, even psychically, I'll get even like echoes of past lives that are memories that are stored in our genetic structure,
right?
That come up in this lifetime, and we have an opportunity to solve that problem one more time. Mm-hmm. So it comes up in so many different ways, and it's so unique to each person.
Yep. I like you're very inspirational. I like to just share quick ideas with you and give people reasons. I like what she said, the affirmation, I'm grateful, and there are unlimited ways to solve the problem. If you'd like to have that opportunity, go to Mary O'Malley's link. If you go to our new website, which is yourhiddenpowershow.com, you see a picture of Mary, connection to her link, description of what she does. Very helpful, very positive, very strong in this art, and that's what it is. And also, she's the co-author of the self-help book, Your Soaring Phoenix. And there also are other things that she has participated in, but check her out on yourhiddenpowershow.com. Mary, thank you. Time for our weekly visit here on Your Hidden Power with Uri Geller, who is now maintaining a residence in Israel, and that's usually where we have our conversations. Uri is a paranormalist, a motivator, mind master, mind kits. He's written any number of books on how to influence your own mind. And that's what the Your Hidden Power conversations are all about. How do you make your life better? I'm just looking at that picture. We put up a picture of you on this new website we have, yourhiddenpowershow.com, is a picture of you holding a spoon out. It's a rather, it's a frequently used or seen picture, and the description of you with all the work you did with the FBI and the CIA and the mind power things. Do you ever find yourself confused, or is your mind always clear? Do you always feel like you're on top of it or you're with it?
Well, come on, Doc. Everyone gets confused. You can be the best, the most sharpest motivator and a person that empowers others. But, you know, confusion comes from many different elements around you. So I try to size down. I try to unclutter my mind, You know, it's funny because I just got an email from someone who was complaining about she had a dream and she didn't know how what to make out of it. And she's asking for help. So I told her, listen, you have a dream. Don't complicate your life. Just flow with it, with a flow of life. Don't find complications with all kinds of assumptions and notions about what dreams say or mystical things that you feel, because you're creating something that is not there. And that's the saying, you know, I will cross the bridge when that comes. And most people don't cross the bridge. Most people create problems way before they happen. And
how do you mean that? Let's stop there. Hold on a second. What does that mean? People create problems before they happen. What do you mean by that?
Worry. People are worried. It just, you know, I think that if you make a poll now with your listeners and ask them, how many of you worry out there about small things, big things? Probably 90% of them, of your listeners, will send back a response that, yes, I'm worrying. Yes, this worries me. Yes, that worries me. And many times, or most of the times, the worry that people create don't really manifest.
No.
They never come to be. So you're worrying about something that is not there to worry about. And that's the way I try to kind of compose or compress my mind. So less confusion. And I listen to people. I try to learn all the time. I learn from my children. I learn from people around me. Nobody's perfect. And there's always space to learn. And then there are tools in life like meditation, like contemplation, like affirmation, little things that become a tool for your mind. And I use those. So I'm less confused. I'm less worried. I'm less stressed. And that's the way that's my philosophy in life, Doug.
It's like learning how to, it's almost a waving of a magic wand over you. The worry, the fear-based thinking, things that are ingrained, though, in you, it's a you know, it's almost like something that somebody has etched, with some kind of tool in your brain. And getting that out of your brain requires lots and lots of erasers, I think. Most people don't get it the first time around.
That's true. And what I suggest to people, all of our listeners now, to have less worries, is basically my usual line. Wake up in the morning and put yourself in an attitude of gratitude. Start thinking positive. Believe in yourself and think positive. That's my message for today. Maybe we expand about all this next week. So all my love from Israel to all of you listeners, and you'll feel my energy right now. Here we go. Love you, Doc. Thanks very much for connecting with me again.
1, 2, 3, work. I always love that. All right, Uri. UriGeller.com, UriGeller, UriGeller.com. And perhaps in a way, if you want to call, you can use this, you can use a phrase, you can call an affirmation, but what Dr. Gardner told us, I am grateful, and there are unlimited ways to solve whatever the problem is. Think about that as you give gratitude, as Uri suggested here. Your hidden power.